This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wig.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And it's Monday. How's it going?
It's Super Bowl hangover Super Bowl Monday. We were just discussing how it really seems unfair that the Super Bowl happens on a Sunday night and then we have to work the next morning.
Yeah.
I would like to see some change on that in the future. if there's like a petition I can sign or anything. Barry, how was your Super Bowl experience?
It was good. It was a very, 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 very snowy and scary morning, but all in all, it was fine. You know, my team's the Giants. They weren't in it, sadly. So it's like you don't take it as seriously as when your own team's in it, but it's still just like a fun day for me. I guess.
It's funny because like I don't have an NFL team really. Like it's just not something that I invest mental energy in. So I never like it would take a lot for me to feel like I cared about a Super Bowl game. But of course I was, you know, watching and live tweeting for Betches. And I did enjoy the halftime show. I know we had differing opinions on that, but it's okay.
Well, listen, it's so hard when to talk about something like this, because it's like, I didn't not enjoy it. It is just not what I think the standard should have been, but that we'll talk about that on our At Betches podcast this week.
Listen to At Betches on Wednesday. I'm sure we will talk about that. We're definitely going to talk about Britney Spears too. I feel like there's a lot of discussion topics this week.
Well, I do have to say though, I did have some drama this morning already.
Drama?
Including a neighbor. And let me just tell you. I have to get this off my chest. So I was walking my dog at like 7:30 in the morning for his like morning shift. And I have this one old lady neighbor who's like, you know, those neighbors who are just like always there, like she's always there outside, whatever. So I'm like, what are you doing outside at 7:30?
Yeah.
So of course there's snow everywhere. And my dog, for those of you who have dogs know this, he started like limping, like lifting up his paws because the ice and the salt really bother their paws. It's completely normal. So she was like, oh my god, is he okay? And I was like, yeah, he's fine, like it's just bothering him. And she was like, you should put that cream on his paws, like let me go and get it. And I was like, no, like what? You don't have to do that. Oh, it gets weirder. So she comes outside and I was like, oh, because I go to her, I can just Google it. And she comes outside and I was like, oh, I see the name, okay. She goes, here, you should put it on now. And she like opens it and I was like, no, like I'm weird with COVID and also I'm weird in general, I don't like when people like touch my dog.
I don't want your cream on my dog, like I have to Google that shit first. Like,
so then she jumps away and looks at me and I go, no, I don't have COVID. I'm weird with COVID. Like you're too close to me. I'm not sticking my hand in your, I didn't do anything wrong in this situation. So she like rolls her eyes and looks away and goes, have a good day, and walked away. Like I pissed her off. And then she starts like muttering under her breath, like that my dog was suffering. So I yelled back. Obviously, if you know me, I don't shut the fuck up with that. So I yelled across the street and I go, he's not suffering, but thank you. And she like closed her door. Like, who's like, are you kidding? It's my fucking dog. Like
people, I don't understand how people don't get, it's one thing if you don't care that much about that we're in the middle of a pandemic, but it's like, leave me alone. Like, don't come toward me. Like,
and regardless, pandemic or not, you're not putting that jar of whatever you just took from your house on my dog. His paws are fine. Thank you.
Okay, let's chat. So we're not that we're not already chatting. We have kind of an interesting day today because there was no Real Housewives of Atlanta episode last night because of the Super Bowl. So we're going to talk about last week's episode a little bit because we had our interview with the Summer House cast and didn't get a chance to recap it. But first, we have to talk about Lisa Vanderpump's new show, Coming to E, was announced on Thursday or Friday. I don't remember. Overserved with Lisa Vanderpump, premiering March 18th. Barry, what do you think?
What do you think I think? I'm fucking excited for this. I'm excited. First of all, I'm excited that it's on E. This is completely different for us. Like, she runs her shows and she's on Bravo. So she jumped ship, and which we knew was going to happen. Let's be real. So it's a completely different vibe, I would say, where she's yet again a different character, where she's like having fun and like having like these one-on-one interviews.
Yes,
exactly. With random, might I add, random guests that we see in the commercials.
Right. Okay. So the guests in the trailer, there are a bunch, include Mario Lopez, Vivica A. Fox, who is a favorite of like Watch What Happens Live. That makes sense. Steve-O, Margaret Cho, Joel McHale.
Like, Joe McHale. It
is, okay, I will say, this is not something that I am clamoring for. I'm not like super excited about this. I know you're a bigger LVP fan than I am. I do feel like the guest list is not really making me more excited for it.
It's not. This is mean to say, obviously, I like these guests, but it's that type of guest list where it's like, let's see who we can get for this.
It's right. Because the thing is, like, thinking about it compared to, say, Watch What Happens Live, it's not necessarily that the people are less famous than Watch What Happens Live guests, but Watch What Happens Live, because it's always Bravo people, I always feel like there's a reason that it's like, I'm interested because they're talking about the show that I'm watching. Like, I don't know if I care about Joel McHale, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
I don't know.
Miss him from the Soup days, but that was a really long time
that
ago.
That was a really long time ago. I will say, I do agree. I think it's nice that it's on E, because obviously, like, E and Bravo are in the same family. Yeah. It's not like she, like, burned a bridge with Bravo to do this show. But, like, I will feel like, okay, we can watch it and maybe, like, talk about it, do a little review, but I don't feel like I'm like chained to this TV show and have to watch every episode.
Wait, I do have a question though. Maybe I missed this, or maybe they didn't say it. What restaurant is this taking place at?
I think it's at her house.
What? That was a wine room in her home? Did you see that?
Maybe it's not all at her house.
I mean,
but it's
I wouldn't be surprised if that wine room was in her house.
There was definitely a part where she's setting the table outside that I think is in her backyard. I don't know. Maybe it's not all at her house, but I think part of it is at Villa Rosa, at least.
Okay.
I hope.
I know.
Maybe
I love
we'll
Villa
get
Rosa.
To see the animals. That would be the best part.
Yes. Hanky and Panky.
I want to see what Hanky and Panky are up to, and Harrison and
and the dogs. What are their names? Diamond and something. Diamond or...
Oh, the horses? Pony.
Diamond dog.
And,
yeah.
Diamond and... I don't remember. Ohio. Okay, in other Lisa news, but Lisa Barlow, we have to talk about this photo that Lisa Barlow posted on her Instagram story yesterday, because it is just, it was the first thing I saw when I woke up on Sunday morning, and I just can't. So Lisa posted this photo on her Instagram story of her and Brooks Marks. That's clearly an old photo. And the caption is, "I love at Brooks Marks, and the lips are his. This is from when he was in high school." And okay, so first of all, Brooks has addressed on social media before people saying that he has lip fillers, and he says that he does not. And so for some reason, Lisa felt the need, or was asked, or agreed to post this photo. And Lisa, I love you, but this photo proves nothing, because Brooks's lips look...
Wait.
Tiny.
He has said he's gotten lip fillers, or you said he did? He said
no,
he hasn't.
He said he hasn't.
Okay. First of all,
he
I just
denies.
Think it's weird that, like, his mom right now is like doing that. Like, prove it's not something you need to prove to the world. But also, I do have to say, because I have
it's not
looked-
his mom, it's Lisa.
Oh shoot! Yeah. Oh my god! I just got so
it's
confused.
Even weirder.
Meredith's son. So it. In other news, like, I do look, when you look at him, his lips kind of are the first thing you notice, but not in a bad way. Like, not like Lisa Rinna lips, but
I think Brooks is like I think he's like a good looking guy, but it's it's not weird to say like, yeah, I got my lips done. Like your lips look like they got done.
But I'm not. People do pout. They teach them. You can teach yourself how to pout. So like he could. I'm not like, I don't want to like spend. There's something in there. Maybe he wears lip venom. You know,
maybe he went to Beauty Lab and Laser and was like, give me a facial. And then if a needle goes in my lips at any point during the facial, like, I won't say no.
Okay. But like, we honestly, Dylan, I didn't see it. And Dylan sent it to me this morning. And my first reaction was that I was like, oh, damn, Brooks looks hot in that picture. And I didn't feel Dylan like was like yelling at me via like text and was like, Barry, I didn't realize that that was a picture of him in high school. So I was
he's a handsome guy. I just think it's funny that Lisa, I want to know like what caused Lisa to post this photo.
I have an idea.
Like, was Meredith like, well, Lisa, people are saying that Brooks might have lip fillers. And I know you have this old photo. Like,
oh my God, that is so true. But I just want to say that if any of my mom's friends posted a picture of me and them from high school and like, think about it that way. And like posted me on their social media and was like, Barry has never gotten any work done. And I was like, thank you so much. But like, I didn't need you to do that. I didn't need you to post that pic.
First of all, lies. Second of all,
I haven't gotten any work done. Remember we had this conversation. Oh, you weren't.
You've gotten lip fillers.
No. Oh my God, Dylan, this is so funny that you're bringing this up. On our At Betches recording last week, Dana and I had like a whole conversation on what we consider getting quote unquote work done. And I consider getting work. I'm so open about getting my lips done. I don't care. But
right.
I think work done is like plastic surgery going like under the knife and not like injections. Like, I don't think people having Botox is getting work done. I think they are saying totally. I've had Botox.
I would agree. But I would agree. I just think it's...
I was like, wait, Dylan, I really haven't gotten anything done.
Guys, Barry did a full Heidi Montag plastic surgery.
Someone said she was
getting dental work.
Someone sent me one of her we're steering so off track right now. Someone sent me one of her TikToks over the weekend and it is... You should just go check it out. It's really wild.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. We're in this Isle of Palms, South Carolina trip. I personally thought this was a great episode last week. I feel like this season, starting with the episode before, the season has kind of like clicked into place. And I feel like the full group is like finally really like coming together and like really working off of each other well.
It was that this episode, though, the beginning of it was pretty chaotic. If you ask me, like they all show up and just like start running around the house. And then I kind of caught on as to what was going on because they clearly didn't either because Kenny didn't explain anything. They like picked alter egos and then had like a competition and like the winner of that competition got to pick the room, but they were all just having fun on their own. Like Portia was like twerking. They were all having like a good time and Kenya got like mad. I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
So Kenya wanted to do
Kenya wanted to do this murder mystery thing. And the problem with that is that, like, that's a very organized fun event. And that can be fun in the right context. But if nobody's in the mood to do it, it's not worth trying.
I've said this 100 times. Forced fun is not fun. I can't be involved in that. It's really a lot for me.
I did a Zoom murder mystery party over the weekend for my friend's birthday party.
And it was actually great
because it was like everybody was paying attention. Everybody was in the mood.
Right.
But when, you know, when you're starting off the night with Shamia assigning herself the name Vagina Drip, it's not going to go well.
Candy, I'm sorry, Candy, I love her. And this episode was so good with her because she was like, I am an alter ego. She's like, my name's Candy. Like, where do you go from
you
there?
You don't need a nickname when your name is Candy.
And she just like keeps sipping her water. She had water, by the way. Everyone else was drinking. And she's like not impressed by these strippers, like quote unquote strippers. Like, she just is like, why am I like, this is too much. Like, I just want to go to bed.
I also thought the nieces versus aunties dichotomy was really funny.
So good. And then there was this meme and they go, Candy, that nightgown you're wearing is not helping the auntie situation. She was wearing like a pink t-shirt nightgown with stars on it. She looked amazing.
And Candy, it's funny because Candy, it's like she would say that she doesn't want to be an auntie, but then she's like, what? Like, I'm going to wear my nightgown.
Yeah. We have to talk about Marlo because she brought us different Marlo vibes this episode. And I was a huge fan of it. She and Kenya, as we know, just like don't get along. And she got the shittiest room, which again, in one of these houses, give me a chair and I'll sleep in it. Like these rooms, these women think they are unpacking and staying in like a villa for like a month. And they're just staying in an Airbnb for a weekend. Like it's not that big of a deal, you know?
I would say Marlo's room, it was clearly the least nice room in the house, but it looked like a normal bedroom in a house, like almost like a childhood bedroom with like a full size bed. It was not like gross. It just wasn't very special, I would say.
So then she pulled, she was talking to Candy and she was like, I kind of want to like talk to Kenya and be like, what the fuck is up? Basically, because she has kind of like had it. She knew that Kenya giving her that room was like a dig. So it, but as she was telling this, Candy, did you not see her outfit, like putting on her thigh high boots and like her entire matching ensemble? But like, I'm team Marlo for this, of course, because I'm not really team Kenya, but
I'm team Marlo just because I think her pushing two couches together to sleep on in the living room was hilarious.
Okay. Yes. But her being so spiteful on purpose. And she's like, I'm not sleeping in that room. There was nothing wrong with this room. But she purposely pushed the couches together and made like a couch bed, what I call it, in the living room.
Yes. My friends and I in college, in our sophomore year dorm, when we were drunk, there were like these big black leather couches in the common room. And we used to push them together and make a couch bed. We didn't sleep there, but we would like hang out.
I miss the common room in my dorm, kind of.
But not only did she push the beds together, but she moved all her stuff out there. Like all her bags and shoes and stuff were lined up by the fireplace. Like she had her pillowcases with her name on them. Like Marlo loves to move in. Like last year when they had the fight in Toronto in her hotel room, and you could see on the little mantel place, she had those like block letters spelling out her name. And it's like, yes! You're in this hotel for 3 days. Marlo is not shy about the fact that she wants the best. And I like the fact that she is, I feel like she's just unapologetically herself at all times.
Totally.
And also it was her birthday yesterday.
Oh,
and
happy birthday, Marlo.
Not only was it her birthday yesterday, but it was also LaToya's birthday. Mm-hmm. And finding out that they have the same birthday, I wish so badly that they were filming right now. Because can you imagine the two of them trying to negotiate sharing a birthday?
There would be no negotiation and no trying. We would be celebrating Marlo's birthday. I'm assuming.
Like, forget Stassi and Ariana. Like, this is the birthday conflict I want to be seeing.
Yeah, like Marlo's would be blown out of the water, like so over the top and gorgeous. And I just feel like LaToya's too new in this friendship, like to have
right
any part of that.
She would get
that.
The leftovers. The leftover pig carcass bits.
Ew.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Let's talk about lunch the next day, because this is the whole thing. They have some famous James Beard Award winning chef or whatever who's like roasting a whole pig, which Barry not so into, but I want to know what your thoughts are. I feel like you have a lot of group trip experience and opinions. How did you feel about Kenya ordering food for herself but not the other women?
Okay, so here's the thing. The pig in itself was a delicacy. Like it was very nice, whatever, but you can't just have that. Like you need to have pasta, salad, something else to go, bread to make sandwiches, something. And not to mention, Portia is plant-based right now. I have a lot of eating or food. I don't know the word I'm looking for, like picking,
dietary restrictions,
whatever. Eat restrictions. I literally couldn't think of that word. And so I never expect anyone to ask about me. I kind of just fend for myself, but my friends always do, because whoever's planning the trip does that. But again, in this situation, I think it was a dig from for Kenya. Like, you should have had something. If you knew you were getting a pig, you knew you should have had something for Portia, because that's not right. But her ordering a crab cake on Uber Eats and purposely not telling any of the other women, you don't have to include them. You don't have to be like, hey, does anyone want anything? You could have said, guys, I'm ordering food. Feel free if you want to also.
Right. Or even just say, like, I think obviously kind of if you're looking at like the levels of niceness, the nicest thing would be like, what does everyone want? I'm ordering food.
Yeah.
You could also say like, hey, if you want in, let me know and we can split it or whatever. But to not even say like, hey, like lunch or dinner or whatever is going to be kind of late, so if you want anything, like you might want to order for yourself. Like, they were all just sitting around getting hungry. Well, and then listen, all of a sudden her food shows up.
We have all been in Tanya's position where she is drunk and hungry and she all would eat. I would eat anything that was in front of me.
I loved that moment from Tanya when she just snatches the receipt and is reading what's in the bag.
And like Kenya was like giggling and like joking. And I don't know if she realized after the fact that she was like, oh shit, or she like knew what she was doing. She kept telling the girls, there's food in the fridge, like make a sandwich. That's not the same, Kenya. And at the same time, why didn't you do that? You know?
Yeah, so, I think Kenya, we've seen that a few times from Kenya with this trip, with the transportation and with bringing Brooklyn, that she clearly has kind of her specific idea of what she's going to do on this trip, and that the way she's going about the other women, it's like, are you purposely just trying to make everyone mad? Because right. It feels like every opportunity she's doing the thing that is going to piss people off.
I was just going to say, or she's clearly shown she's never planned a group trip before, because like group is a big word involved in that. Like you have to plan for the group. Like you didn't, yeah. Because you, this is what annoys me about group trips. Because you booked the house, that doesn't mean that you had the whole trip planned. Or just be like, ahead of time, I got that. Like, I'm going to do the house. Like, yeah. And then we'll figure it out when we get there.
Especially in COVID times when you're not just like going out to restaurants for every meal and not like partying at night. Like, you have to have activities. You have to have food in the house. You have to.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of effort. And I think, I mean, like, I know that Kenya isn't planning this all on her own because they're on a TV show, but it feels like Kenya kind of purposely left off some things.
Wait, but then when she went out to the pool and all the it's reminded me of like, I don't know, when you're at the beach and like all you have a piece of food and all like the seagulls come, they were all like around and they were like, give me a, and then she was like handing out all the food. So like, oh, she had like a bite of her sandwich left.
She,
and I was
so
like, honestly,
shady.
You deserve that though. Like you can't eat it in front. I would have locked myself in the bathroom. I used to do that when I was a waitress. I used to take an ice cream. We had like individual ice creams and I would put it in my apron, like my, and I would go to the bathroom and just sit there and eat my ice cream cone. I'd be like, everyone leave me alone for 5 minutes.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. Let's quickly talk about this Drew and LaToya nonsense that we have continued. LaToya, I don't know why she thinks she has this like upper hand on Drew,
yeah,
and that Drew has done something to deserve this like being dragged. But so LaToya plans to bring she brings a wig in a bag to give to Drew because she was wearing this whatever crunchy wig she didn't like one time. Drew handles this like an absolute professional.
Yep.
I was so impressed because this is one of the first times, it's her first season obviously, but this is one of the first times we've really seen her kind of go toe to toe with someone, and she was like so prepared.
Well, the thing is about LaToya is I don't know if she brought that wig to be funny or to like escalate this fight a little bit more. And it's like, that's so, you're not there yet. Even Kenya, that all the women were like, LaToya, don't do that. That's not nice.
Right.
So then at dinner, when it was confronted, she was like, what? And then Drew was like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm good. She was like saying where she gets her wigs and everything. And then she pulls out a headshot and signs it
to her
and gives
one
it
fan.
To LaToya. And I was like, oh my, boom, roast it. Like, the that's is, it. There's no coming back from that.
What's so impressive about that is that it's like, it's not like she just had a good comeback line to say to LaToya. She had an equal and opposite prop to give to her. Like
prop.
She had a wig and a bag and you had an autographed headshot. Like that is like excellent shade.
That is the best.
You're obsessed with me. You're my number one fan. Here's a signed headshot. Like that is
one of the best I've ever seen.
It's rare that we see prop work like that. And
I love that we keep using the word prop. It's like really funny for some reason.
You know, like I was really pleased, and that it, I feel like these last couple weeks, we've talked about it a little bit last week, that we've seen Drew kind of like getting into it and stepping it up. And this was
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Stepping it up.
She's playing the game, one might say. you know, I feel like she is really showing that she can hang with this group.
Right.
And it took, you know, like it took a minute to get there, but I'm really excited for where the season is going. And I think we're getting the Long Dong stripper any day now. So
come on.
The dungeon party.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, we both weren't expecting for some reason for it not to be on this week. So now I'm like super excited for this coming Sunday, which seems very far away right now.
I just feel like because we've kind of started getting into a really good groove with Atlanta the last couple weeks, for it to take a break now, it's like,
How fucking rude. Okay. I know.
But we'll honestly, we'll be thankful in like 2 or 3 months when there's like one extra episode.
Two or three months.
Like when the season ends.
That's when you think about it that way. Think about how long that is. Like, and then we still have the reunion and everything. Like these, it takes a lot of time to do this work.
It's hard to know because I don't know if their season is going to be shortened at all because of COVID stuff.
Yeah.
We know like OC was shorter, but their season was bad. So it made sense for it to be short. But like, I don't know for these other COVID seasons where they can't take like legit trips. I don't know if they're going to do like a full 22 episodes. We'll have to wait and see. Like with Dallas, with Atlanta, with Jersey, I hope we get pretty full length seasons, but we'll see. I don't know.
Speaking of Jersey, it's Jersey week.
Next week.
Not Jersey week.
We just got Summer House like 4 days ago. We can wait till next week for Jersey.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what day it was.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back on Thursday with lots more to talk about. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.